everything that rocks.
Hey, real quick, I just got a text from my buddy Ian. It's my old soccer coach. Says no contest, you would smoke Brock.
Oh my God.
Lightning
fast. Apparently Ian's been drinking at IHOP this morning. If he thinks that
no, he knows.
That you are gonna smoke me in a contest. See, Hunter, you can't base it back then when you were freakishly taller than everyone else. You know what I mean? That doesn't count.
See, I still some juice left in these legs, bro.
Here's the problem though. You haven't sprinted since you were 18 years old. Like, there's no way you can handle
it.
You're gonna seize up, man. You're gonna seize up.
Well, I've been power walking a lot lately, but
shoulders, hips. Actually, power walking, you'd probably beat me because you got a longer stride. But a full out sprint, you're dead, bro. You're dead, bro.
No, come on.
Done.
Those little stumpy legs ain't not a chance.
That's it. I'm racing you. I'm coming over today.
Yeah, let's see who jumps higher. I bet you think you could dunk too, probably, huh?
Bitch, I will hit the top of the backboard, all right? You watch yourself. I got hops for days.
Why aren't you in the Olympics?
Because I don't like to show off. That's why, okay?
That kid from school.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't today. I didn't bring the right shoes. I don't have the right shoes.
If I wanted to show you all these cool things, I would, but I'm busy, all right?
I have things to do. Yeah. I'm not feeling it today. Tomorrow, though.
Yeah. If I had to do all my amazing feats of strength and awesomeness every single day for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's like, Brock, show us how cool you are, I wouldn't have time to do other things, okay?
Let me guess. You hit your sandwich like 2:30, don't you?
Dude, I hit my putter 2:30. What are you talking about? Okay? If you only knew. But again, I don't like to show off. I'm not a show-off kind of guy. All right, we got to keep moving here. Enough about you losing to me in every sport. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township, who is hiring now, by the way. That's right, they're growing. You want amazing starting pay, killer benefits, and an atmosphere that wants to grow with you? Special-Light.com, Indicator and Benton Township. Go check them out. Your topic for today, what outdated slang do you still use, all right? Words, vernacular, if you will, that you still throw out there that maybe other people are like, well, I haven't heard that.
It's clown count? Is that slang?
I don't know if that's slang so much. No, I mean, it might be a little outdated. I don't think it's quite in the insult Rolodex that most people use nowadays, but I don't know. It's not bad.
Come on, you clown.
You clown.
Beat it.
Was that big? Like, when was that big? In the 90s? 80s?
No, I just know it from my dad. My dad says it all the time.
Yeah.
It's a clown.
It's a clown. What do I know? It might be a little outdated. Mine, I think it's making a comeback, but a word that I've always used is dope. Like, oh, that's dope. Dude, that's dope. All right?
That is dope.
That is dope. Like,
bro. It's usually followed up with bro.
Bro. Dude. Bro. Dude.
Dope, bro.
That is dope, bro. I love dope. I think dope is such a perfect way to describe, because something you can describe something that's really cool as dope, or you can describe something that's kind of cool. Like, oh, yeah, it's dope. You know what I mean?
It's just kind of odd because it came from a bad meaning marijuana. Oh, it's dope. He smokes the dope.
Yeah, the dope.
He's dopey.
But I just, for as far as describing something and its coolness, you can't go wrong with dope.
Dope?
Yeah, dope. Was that?
But I got one that kind of follows yours a little bit.
What?
I heard a guy the other day talking. The guy doesn't smoke at all, and he was complaining about people because there was a smell coming from a car. Reefers. That's why he dropped the word reefers.
Reefers.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Reefers. There's a bunch of reefers over here. Like, dude, you sound like
marijuana cigarettes. Good God.
You know.
But besides that, I mean, I say dude quite a bit, but I don't know if dude is out of date. I
don't think it ever will be.
No, I think dude is still, actually, to be honest, in the world that we live in, I think dude is kind of a something you can call women, men, whatever you identify as. I think dude is kind of a middle ground. Everyone can be called dude.
Yeah. You know, I have a problem with
what?
When I'm talking to like a group of ladies. Hey, do you guys need anything?
Yeah.
I mean, you ladies, sorry.
Yeah.
But it's so natural to say it, you know?
Yeah, it is. I think you guys is kind of, but some people are like, oh,
they always have one of them, too.
You know how you avoid that, Hunter? Oh, you avoid anyone getting mad at you, especially if it's a group of girls. You just walk up and say, hey, sluts, do you need anything? And then you will have no problem. You will have no problem seeing where you stand, okay? Hey, you sluts need anything? I mean, it's just, it's,
it'll grab your attention.
Yeah.
What did he say? Use that when you were a waiter.
Did he say sluts? Like, did he just walk up and brazenly say, hey, sluts?
Frog lasted one day in the restaurant business.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair.
What do you sluts need?
To be fair, a lot of girls look slutty when they came in. I don't know what it is. Now, if you say dumb sluts, then that's crossing the line. All right.
I see that.
Yeah. Okay. How do we get on?
You didn't call us dumb sluts.
Yeah. This. I mean, I guess it could be worse. We could be dumb and slutty. Okay. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Give us a call. What outdated slang do you still use? We got some great ones on Facebook. I want to hear your outdated slang when we come back.
Stick with
you, dumb sluts.
Brock.
Oh, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing over there?
My kid. Is that slang? What's up, kid?
What's up, kid? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Outdated, though? I don't know. We got some great answers on Facebook for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What outdated slang do you still use? Blake said, I say dude way too much. I don't know.
That's
Michelle said
one.
Dude too. I don't think dude is outdated, though. I think that's still, dude kind of transcends.
Where does dude
time
come from? How long has dude been around? Were they saying dude in the 50s?
Origin of dude.
It's interesting because it is used a lot. You know, there's times where I use it. I'm like, should I use it in this situation? It doesn't seem professional.
It is late 19th century, denoting a dandy, probably shortened from doodle, perhaps with allusion to Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Came from Yankee Doodle, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Dude.
Stop saying dude.
So doodle. So, yeah, dude. He's a doodle. What's a doodle, though?
My dad and I call each other dude. What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
You know?
Yeah. I don't think dude will ever not be in style. For me anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. What outdated slang do you still use? Patrick said far out, man.
Far out. Still uses it's yeah, far, that's outdated.
It's far out, man.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
No, that's a good one, though. That is very outdated. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone actually use far out.
How about righteous? Righteous is like right there with that.
God, I think I used to use righteous. Like, that's righteous, man. Righteous. But yeah, that's very outdated, too. That's very outdated. Yeah. Let's see what else. We got Rebecca said groovy. Nice. Very outdated.
Groovy.
Yes.
Excellent is excellent.
Excellent
outdated?
Wasn't on here. That's a good one. That's a good one. But
excellent.
You know, I don't know if excellent in because it's still a word. I don't know if I consider it slang in a sense. You can use it in a slang form, but I don't know if it's slang. You know, what about Kim?
Wait, basically anything the Ninja Turtles say.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
gnarly. That's slang.
Gnarly.
Use that every once in a while.
Awesome.
Kim had a good one. Stoked. That's great. That's a great one. That one needs to. That was in high school. We were stoked about everything. I mean, everything. Dude, stoked. Stoked about the weekend. Stoked,
you know,
about
I,
the game,
stoked, stoked was
about
used
the
a lot in Florida when I'd visit Florida.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I started hearing stoked from. Yeah. From all my wakeboarding cousins, they'd use it a lot. I'm so stoked.
So stoked, bro. Yeah, that's one that needs to come back. I think.
I like that word. Good one.
Yeah. What else do we got? We got some other good ones. Ooh, Roger said killer. Oh, that's killer, bro. Killer. Yeah. Killer. That's
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. Killer, man. Awesome. Mark said, what's poppin', boo? Is that, was that ever a thing, Mark? I don't know, buddy.
You just stop saying boo, Mark.
I mean, what's poppin'? I can get behind that, but boo, we got to take that out of your
boo.
Vocabulary right there.
Come
yeah.
on, man. What's Come on. Hey, how about this? The ladies, quit saying bae. That is the worst.
Yeah, that is
the worst word in the English dictionary. Is it a word now? I think it is.
Yeah, I think they actually added it.
Sucks.
The Oxford Dictionary with all the other words. Yeah.
If you use bae a lot, I'm not going to be around. Just
I'm
saying.
Not, I'm not going to be
gonna
your
see
bae.
Too much of me.
I'm not going to be your bae if you use the word bae. That's what it is.
Bae.
We got some other good ones. What outdated slang do you use? Amy said funky. Dan said swanky. Bobby had a good one. We'll end with Bobby's. Swanky, isn't this swanky? Swanky. We'll end with Bobby's outdated slang that he still uses that I don't think this is outdated. Burn. Burn!
Oh, burn!
Sick burn, bro! Sick burn!
We were
burning everybody. And you know why I think burn was real big for us? Because that 70s show came out there in the 90s and then, you know, obviously into the early part. And we were burn. Oh, burn.
Burn.
Burn. Sick burn.
He got burned.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good
one. How about the one we've been saying a lot lately? You're done, son.
You're done, son.
You're done, son.
Yeah. No, that's always been. That will never be outdated. All right. Hear someone yell, "You're done, son. You are done, son." Just keep that in mind. All right. We got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around. It's the Blamby Morning Show. You're done, son. More rock.